Hot 100.5.
With a podcast edition of Mark and Dilly in the Morning.
Hi, I'm Kirk Kinsella, general manager of Jim Pattison Subaru South and Jim Pattison Subaru on Region. During the out-of-office event, discover the all-electric 2023 Solterra. Yes, a full electric Subaru. Enjoy our famous all-wheel drive system to maneuver our Winnipeg roads. Pick up yours today with finance rates starting at 3.99% for 24 months. Buy your next Subaru online now at jpsubaruregion.com and jpsubarusouth.com.
So there's a person in Winnipeg, their image was used in a scam, and he never knew about it.
No, and now it's a Netflix TV series.
Whoa.
Called BitConned.
And he's in it?
Yeah, he's the fake CEO of the company, and wow, he didn't even know about it.
We will talk to him tomorrow morning at 8:30. We were talking about this woman who, every time that she gets a new job, HR complains about her corporate email. All right? And real quickly, Dilly, what is your corporate email? How does it start?
It says, like, it's S. Dilworth.
So you take
Sean,
yeah,
and then, yeah.
You take the first letter and then your last name.
Same with you. You're M. Morris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I remember working at a station one time and there was a Melissa Morris.
Oh, so there was two M. Morris.
So I had to be M. Morris too.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's a tough one to tell people.
It was confusing because she would always get my emails because,
yes,
people don't think about putting a two,
right,
in a corporate email.
Sure.
Well, this woman's name is Samantha Hart.
So it's S and then Hart. Hmm. Which spells out chart.
Right. I have some other ones, too, that are, you know, under the category of, ooh, that's too bad. Okay?
Yeah.
Write this down.
Okay.
Corporate email for Paul Ennis.
That's a tough one.
Ennis as in E-N-I-S.
Oh, no.
Paul Ennis.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
My email is
P. Ennis.
My email is P.
At evanovradio.com.
I don't know how to say this.
Okay, I got another one. Okay, write this one down.
Okay.
Patrick Ecker. P. Ecker. That sucks, hey? That's the tough one. So every time, Samantha Hart gets these new jobs, it's an ordeal. She went on TikTok and explained how much of an ordeal an HR has to change it, and they don't know what to change it to. And sometimes it's Samantha H that they'll change it to, just so that it's not Shart.
Well, same with poor old Patrick Ecker there. I'm sure he has the same problem, because imagine getting an email from Pecker.
Oh, God. Is this a scam? Is this? I got a call, speaking of scams,
mm-hmm,
from Virginia, USA.
Yeah.
The other day.
Yeah, what did they want?
I didn't answer it.
No?
I was scared.
Yeah, they call all the time.
But would that be a scam if it's coming from?
Yes.
They don't leave messages.
No, that's a scam. I mean, yeah. Why else would Virginia be calling
them? I don't know, but I wanted to answer it. But of course, when I was driving, I didn't. And then I was like, I just want to talk to scammers. Like,
and most of the time, they're like pre-recorded messages.
That's true.
They want your voice, right? They want you to answer so they can get your voice.
Oh.
So your best just not to answer.
You know what Elections Canada is doing right now?
What?
They're warning everyone that if there's an election coming up,
mm-hmm,
you got to watch out for the deepfake.
Yeah.
And they put two pictures up of Justin Trudeau, and you have to guess which one is the deepfake, which is like the fake one. And you can't tell.
Yeah.
Like, it's the AI nowadays is crazy good.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a politician and you're the other party and want to make him look bad, all you have to do is come on and do a deep fake saying, right, I hate Sean Dilworth.
Right.
He is a real jerk.
Right. No, you know, that's a thing now.
You can say some really bad things.
Sure.
And everybody just on Facebook would think it's Trudeau.
Sure.
That's why nowadays you got to like look into it a little bit.
Both him and the deep fake both look like idiots. So how do you tell them apart? You know?
Whoa, Dilly. Yeah.
Well.
Getting political.
Well.
Okay. You know what's cool? Is next week, the Winnipeg Wine Festival. Did I say festival?
I don't know. I heard festival.
Okay, festival is starting. Dilly and I, very excited to do the gala on the 25th.
The Inspire Gala. Coming. It's a week from today.
Oh, yeah. We've got a week left.
Yep.
So if you want to go to the gala, which is always an awesome, awesome time. There's lots of wine there. Mm-hmm. But they've got a lot of athletes. It's all for a Special Olympics.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to do our best to try to get all the athletes here in Manitoba to Calgary.
Yep.
Because the Winter Olympics are going to be there, or the Winter Games, they call it. They're not allowed to say. I don't think we're allowed to say Olympics.
No, we're not.
Unless it's Special Olympics.
That just cost you $2,000.
Oh, great. Great. Email Shart at evanovradio.com.
Patrick Ecker right away. hey, Becker. How's things?
How are you? It's cold out there, very cold. And that wind chill is very cold as well. But we are hoping to see this cold spell end by the end of the weekend. And we'll know more by tomorrow, but things are looking up. Dilly, things are looking up.
Things are looking up.
And next weekend, I think it's going to be warm out for the Winnipeg Wine Festival.
I think so.
Now, a lot of people are saying, I'm doing dry January. I can't go to the Winnipeg Wine Festival. Hey, guess what? It's on January 26th.
It's close enough.
Exactly. Who's keeping track?
I was talking to a few people yesterday because they said, why are they doing it in January? And in case you didn't know,
right,
they had to like it happens usually in September.
Yes.
They had to reschedule to put it in January because of the liquor strike.
Right.
And moving this gala and festival is no easy task.
Especially with the RBC Convention Center because guess what? They had the home reno show.
This was
on
the first.
They have the RV show coming up.
This was the only time they could fit everything in.
Yeah.
On top of the fact that you have so many different vendors, so many different staff,
like, and liquor reps,
the amount of planning that has to go into this. Yeah. So
it's a lot.
Yeah, you can. I like that idea. You're close enough to the end of dry January. You've done it.
You've done
it. Your point.
You've done it. I'm proud of you.
Especially
good for you.
Because this is Special Olympic Manitoba's largest fundraiser.
It is.
And helps all of those athletes get to Calgary this year.
I've had the question where are they going to keep it in January or go back to the September date?
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking to Adele the other day, and they got to get ready for the next one because they're going back to September.
September, yeah.
So there's going to be actually two in 2024.
Yeah.
Because September is
it's a much better
time
to do it, for
it
sure.
It is. I get it.
For sure it is.
But if you're doing dry January, reward yourself by the last weekend in January, you can go to the public tastings.
Yeah.
You know what's good with the four tickets?
What?
Couples.
Yeah.
A couple times.
It's a power couple four pack. You can call it whatever you want.
Couples time. Can I text that?
No.
Couples time.
Don't text couples time. Don't say any of the things you just said to anyone ever. You want them to text you back? Don't say things like that.
Okay.
Couples time. What?
Wine festival.
Why did we
blessed. Hashtag all done dry January.
Why did we let Mark in the group chat? Suddenly, Mark Morris has been removed from the group chat. Uh-oh.
Oh, hey, I've seen that one before. I've seen that message. We've got a little feature called normal or nope, where you can text in things that you think are normal, but maybe other people don't. Like, I think it's normal to put Elfagetti on toast.
Yeah.
Some people would be like, nope, nope. So I'm going to give you like statements.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, some people think it's normal to take your shoes off at a movie theater.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I don't want to smell your feet.
That's a big no.
You see it all the time. That's the only downfall, really, of the comfortable reclining seats in all the theaters now. People are getting a little too comfortable.
A little too comfortable.
You're in your underwear, sir. This is a... We are living in a society...
I have a blanket. It's fine.
No, it's not. And keep your shoes on. For the love of God.
Sharing towels with family members. Normal?
Sharing towels?
Yeah.
No.
Like you just leave it up there and then whoever takes it, takes it?
No.
No?
Good God, no. Sharing towels with your family or anyone.
Right.
No.
Okay.
I know where those towels have been.
Okay.
I don't care if you're clean or not.
You're clean.
You share towels at your house. Your eyes say you do.
It's not that we purposely share.
That is so
gross.
It's
just that I hang my towel
that is
closest to the shower.
Hang it somewhere else, dude.
The kids will just grab it.
Oh, my God.
When I heat leftovers in the microwave, let's say it's a minute and 30, I race to see if I can wash the Tupperware containers, wipe down the counters, and get myself a drink all before the microwave goes off.
Yeah, it's like an action movie. And the microwave's a bomb. That's fun.
I do that if I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
Race against
and
time.
And go.
Yeah. That's fun.
Having the TV volume or the radio volume on an even number, is that normal or not normal?
Depends.
I don't care myself.
I don't care. I've never noticed that, but it really depends on the person, I guess.
Right, yeah.
If you need it to be. I know that lots of people like, you know, to look at things and make sure they're a nice even number or
right.
Well written out or whatever it may be.
Hey, I got an email, or sorry, a text from Michael. He says the sharing of the towels happens at his house too.
What's wrong with both of you?
I
used to respect both of you. And now I'm rethinking everything.
We have kids, that's why.
I don't care if you have kids or not.
That's
There's
the
no
thing.
Excuse.
It's a 204-474-1005, please. Thank you, Michael, for the text. If anybody else would like to back me up on that, I would really appreciate it.
I don't see any support here on the text
it's
line.
It's coming. It's coming.
Is it?
I just got to refresh. Okay, check this one out.
Ugh.
Mine, my husband's, and my daughter's clothes are in colored order in the closet. It makes things easier to find.
Colored order.
So all the blacks and all the pinks and all the blues are all together.
I don't think that's normal.
No, I don't
like,
do it.
Like, kudos to you for having such insane organization, but that is definitely not normal.
I don't think that's normal either.
Like, in my closet, where I hang my clothes, I put them in, like, shirts, collared shirts, sweaters. Like
do that?
I break them into that, but not color-coded.
OCD over here, my goodness.
Mm-mm. Just like to have it organized, you know?
My. Okay, we're going to do one more here, and then we'll come back and talk about it. Trying to beat the suggested arrival time on your phone's map apps. So you know how you go on the maps?
Yeah.
And it says, oh, this is the fastest one, 34 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You try to beat that.
That's very normal.
Is it?
I think so.
I'm always late.
But
I'm always after it.
I think a lot of times the map will give you, sometimes, like especially if you know the area you're driving in really well.
True. Yeah.
It'll give you a really weird route sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. You can't trust the Google Maps sometimes or the Apple Maps.
You can't.
It will give you a wrong.
I find Google Maps are better with the newer areas. Apple Maps are better all together.
Apple Maps don't even know that there's certain streets in the
Apple
like,
Maps
Bridgewater.
Are not good with new areas at all.
No, they're
Google
not.
Google Maps are.
Yeah.
But Apple Map as an actual system, I think, is better.
Although, on my Apple Map last night, I was traveling downtown,
mm-hmm.
and it was backed up, and I was like, what's going on? So I looked at it, and it had a red bar downtown.
Yeah.
It's very good for traffic.
For sure it is.
It's got red for really backed up and yellow sometimes.
Deep red. It's like blood red for
because
when it's really backed up.
Because I was traveling after like 6.
Right? So there's just a lot of...
And there's no traffic on, like Alex has done her traffic by then, right?
Yeah.
So I can't. Otherwise, I'd be listening to Mark and Dilly in the morning or Alex in the afternoon for traffic reports from our buddy, Aaron Mitchell.
Nice segue.
Daryl says, good morning, buddy. Dilly's going to hate me because I don't care what towel I use. Same thing.
Daryl,
whatever's
much
closest.
Like Mark and Mike, I used to respect you. But,
Although, Jeff now says full stop on the towel thing. Full stop.
New texter, absolutely do not touch my towel.
Really?
You, Daryl, and Michael are the only ones brave enough, maybe, to be publicly humiliated by...
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, Juliana says, I don't even share hand towels.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah, there's a line. I'd rather, if I was in a situation where there was just one towel, I'd rather air dry. I'd rather stand there and let the air dry me than use somebody else's towel.
The air dry. See, I hate it when I am soaking wet and there's no towel, or at least not my towel, in the bathroom. And then I have to walk.
Yeah.
Hey?
Yeah, when you walk and you drip everywhere.
I hate it. So when you, here's the question.
What a first world problem to have.
That's true. Here's the question for you, though. When you're walking around your house and you're just dripping wet and your footprints, do you go back and clean that up?
Yeah.
Or just leave it and let it dry?
No, I don't leave it. So I can slip on it later?
I just leave it.
Well, I can tell you live in a house full of boys.
That's true.
That's you spill some, the dog will get it.
That's the thing. The dog
it'll
licks
dry
it up.
Up. Yeah.
Got a full. He's got a full bowl of water, but he still enjoys that.
Oh, he loves the floor water's a treat. That's different. That's different. Patients with respiratory illnesses continue to surge in the city's hospitals, leading to postponements of surgeries. Now, Concordia and Grace Hospital have to reschedule patient surgeries to move opening up beds and allowing staff to help in more critical areas. It's just one change being made thanks to high volumes of patients that need care, leading to blocked treatment spaces in emergency departments and urgent care centers, as those patients needing admission into hospital are unable to access a bed.
Did you hear about the woman that went to St. Boniface?
Yeah.
Last week, I guess?
It was over a 30-hour wait.
33 hours in the ER.
Yeah, it's been happening a lot at all the big hospitals.
Holy man.
Bit of a mess right now. Dr. Joss Reimer, who is the chief medical officer in the Winnipeg Regional Health Authority, says that staffing is, of course, playing a major role in this. Nurses are also, you know, being asked to pick up shifts. Nursing managers, educators, they're also, you know, being called down to the floor
now.
Like they're calling people that have office jobs back to the floor.
What happened to all that recruitment? All the nurses that were supposed to come from the Philippines.
That obviously has been a very slow process.
I don't know if they ever came here.
The federal government was just promising earlier this week too that they're going to put, you know, $82 million into bringing like over 6,000 people into Canada. But like, it's all nice to say out loud, but until it actually happens.
And one thing that they are going to do is they're going to make it easier for people from different parts of the world that come here to get their license.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that come from India and Pakistan. They're doctors.
Yeah.
But they have a different system here,
right.
So it's hard for them to get certified.
Yeah.
And it's very expensive. So what the government is doing now is going to pay for that so that they can get up to like whatever our standards are when it comes to, and for nurses and pediatricians, anything like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So hopefully that works.
Well, we'll see, but that is a mess right now. There was that incident yesterday that really backed things up on the perimeter. It was a crash between a school bus and a semi that halted traffic on the Trans-Canada Highway west of Winnipeg. Thankfully, nobody was injured in that crash. It happened around 7:45 a.m. It was a bus taking students to Sturgeon Heights Collegiate. There were six students and a driver on the bus, and also the semi driver not injured as well, but that bus was headed south on Highway 334 and tried to stop at a red light at a Highway 1 in Headingley, but the icing conditions caused it to slide into the intersection. Then, of course, the westbound semi jackknifed in an attempt to avoid the bus. So
right.
Then they crashed, and that's why we had so many texts yesterday about how backed up things were. That was the reason for it, but thankfully nobody was injured in the crash.
And the good thing is that they have the dashboard cam from the truck.
Yeah.
Right? And he did have a red light.
Yeah.
So he was trying to get
it. It was a very slippery drive. I think a slippery drive this well. This morning as well.
Yes, exactly. So be careful.
And in sports. Oh, yeah. So the Bombers will have a fresh playing surface when the new season starts. They're replacing the turf at IG Field this offseason to benefit both the Bombers and Valor FC. This new turf is FIFA quality pro certified.
FIFA?
That's something you can brag about.
My.
It actually helps reduce heat buildup in the summer. So you know, like when Valor's playing in the dead of the heat there, and it's real hot.
Yeah, it's coming up from the because they use rubber pellets,
right? Exactly,
to mimic the dirt.
Exactly, so that heats up real hot.
Every time you're down there,
like
you can go down on the field after the Bomber games and stuff like that. You walk away with these little pieces of rubber in your shoe.
Yep. Well, and you know, because when you're working at Valor, like how often they have to take water breaks and stuff because it's just so hot there, right?
Yeah, so it's true.
They're hoping this helps everything. Of course, this is also part of them kind of prepping for the Grey Cup, which we're hosting next year.
That's, 2025.
And you know what? When you have a successful franchise over the last few years, you got money to spend. You can do some upgrades, which is nice to see.
And more turn back the clock prices. I like when they do that from the 90s, and then the beer's a dollar.
Yeah, exactly.
Or $2. Yeah. More $2 beer. $2 beer.
PWHL action last night. Minnesota beats Ottawa 3-2. Boston beats Toronto 3-2. And the Raptors beat the Heat 121-97. But they did make their second trade in 3 weeks. They have sent Pascal Siakam to the Indiana Pacers. Goodbye.
What are they going to do with that McFlurry?
I know. They just launched it.
They just launched the McFlurry.
They just launched it.
They can't have a Indiana Pacer.
Well, no, they can't.
They're going to have to pull it.
They have to pull it, yeah.
Oh, their McDonald's is going to be on
They spent a lot of money on that marketing.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
it's 7:05.
Next for sun and cloud today, high of minus 18. We're only down to minus 21 tonight, so we do have some flurries in store. Might be a little bit tomorrow morning as you're on your way to work. Things are warming up by the end of the weekend. We'll talk more about that tomorrow. But right now, though, it is cold. It is slippery. Any traffic times, let us know about it. Minus 27 in the cloud just outside our Polo Park studios with the wind chill. Minus 39.
And did you know, if you have anxiety, you are actually a very good person to have around in an emergency. Because anxious people are often waiting for something to go wrong. And
true,
if you have any type of anxiety, you understand that. They're also more vigilant about monitoring their surroundings. So it makes them faster at detecting and reacting to threats. So they're much more likely to warn others without any type of delay.
I don't know. That's also backfire that, hey, I think this wall's gonna fall down.
It really depends.
What are you talking about? It's fine.
Yeah, on how severe that anxiety is, but
because then we made irrational decisions well.
Exactly.
When there is a problem,
yes.
Because I'm going full tilt on the worst case scenario.
Well, I don't think you're the person that they're talking about in this situation.
I've got functional anxiety disorder.
That is your news update.
That is the news update.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Okay, sounds good. I wanted just to make a correction here. And thank you to Brett for figuring out that I said Stu Barnes is on the Raptors. No, that's Scotty Barnes.
I was just entertained by it. I was just letting it happen. Sorry.
Stu Barnes played for the Jets. He was drafted in 1989.
Yeah. Wrong Barnes.
That's the Barnes I was thinking of. But
that's a little slip.
Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about, right? So I think they're going to build the Raptors around Scotty Barnes.
Good old Stu Barnes.
Hey, you know what? They're bringing Stu back from retirement.
Yep.
He's changing professions.
He's a franchise player for the Raptors.
And now he's going to be a basketball player.
Mark and Dilly's dumb debate.
This one's going to split the crowd.
Okay.
There's no point in eating French fries without ketchup.
Oh, geez.
I know that you don't eat them with ketchup. Sometimes.
No, I don't. So I'm going to say there is a point. You don't need ketchup because you know what? It depends. You use ketchup to mask the flavor or the lack of flavor in a lot of foods, right?
You're not wrong about that.
Like meatloaf. We always put ketchup on meatloaf because it was gross. And it wasn't that good.
You were having bad meatloaf then.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that if you're putting ketchup on fries, they're bad fries. But delicious McDonald's fries, they don't need it. What's that? What's the rustard or something? What's the potato they use?
Oh, the what?
The rustard?
Rustard potatoes?
The rhubarb?
Russet?
What? Russet, yes.
You guys make your fries with that rustard potato? Sir, get out of here.
It's a delicious fry. And same with KFC also has the good fry.
I don't think it has anything to do with when it comes to fries specifically. It's fun to dip. That's what it comes down to. Fries are fun to dip.
True.
And they go hand in hand with ketchup because they are, you know, a little tart and salty, and the ketchup's a little sweet.
You know what I like to do,
though? It's a sweet and salty combo.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is delicious.
Very sweet.
I understand what you're saying. Like, there is definitely fries that are good enough to stand alone on their own without ketchup, but I just refuse to do it because it, first of all, makes me feel nostalgic because I love to dip. I've been dipping fries my whole life. I've been dipping for over 30 years.
I've been dipping before you even born, boy.
I just think they go hand in hand. I can't have a fry without ketchup. It feels wrong.
How about this? If you like to dip, have you ever dipped fries in mayo?
Yeah, nothing else compares to me, though, to ketchup. Yeah, dipping in the McChicken sauce and all the other.
Yeah, that's good. Have you ever dipped fries in pump cheese?
In pump cheese? Yeah.
Delicious.
Taco Bell has that supreme
dish, so good.
Right? They put pump cheese on that.
There was a restaurant called Fuddruckers.
Yes.
And you would make your own, like, they would give you the burger, but then you put your own toppings on
it.
And I used to have pump cheese, pump mayo, and pump ketchup. And then take one of their wedges fries, and then drive through it, all three, and I called it the Triple Lane Highway. And it was delicious. Now, it might clog up some things going on, but I don't care. I didn't care.
I'm sure it's doing a lot of bad to your innards, but
I didn't care about the blockage.
Mm-hmm.
It was so delicious, though.
Yeah.
204-474-1005. Are you Team Dilly or Team Mark? There's no point in eating French fries without ketchup. Dilly, we've got a R de pe.
Yeah, you know me.
No, I'm doing this for people that say Boniface.
Yeah.
R de pe.
Yeah, you know me. What? No. I'm following your lead.
No, I'm doing French letters.
Yeah, and I'm doing French.
Is that how they
French
do it?
English okay. pronunciation.
One more time. I like this. R de pe.
Yeah, you know me. It's almost Scottish.
Deux, trois, random dance party.
Mark and Dilly's random dance party.
All right, I want you to get on the dance floor right now. I know you're driving to work, driving to school, but you can put your hands in the air, can't you? Unless you're driving. Keep those hands on the wheel.
Don't do that.
But if you're in the back right now, get your hands up. We're going to do a little dance, a little rhythm as a dancer. Snap. Ha, 100.5. RDP.
RDP.
It is more Scottish right now. I apologize, St. Boniface. St. Boniface. Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's get back to our dumb debate here. And it's, do you have to have ketchup with your fries? Dilly, what do you see? I'm assuming, I haven't looked at the text yet, but I'm assuming it's a lot of Team Mark.
We're all over the place here. We're just, and I like doing these debates because then we get to discover a little bit more about you and the things that you like. Like Daryl.
I'm assuming they like me better.
Daryl says, I don't put ketchup on fries, eggs, and hash browns only.
Ooh,
and see, the ketchup debate will always split a crowd, but also bring it into all these different realms of, like, I only put ketchup on this, this, and this, right?
Yeah.
Ketchup's a very particular condiment.
Yeah.
Like, we assume that everybody just uses it for the standard things, but you put ketchup on weird things.
It's different now because you've got so much choice. When I was young, I used to put ketchup on mashed potatoes because they weren't very good. Right?
They were clumpy.
Very clumpy.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually probably ate too much ketchup when I was young. My dad, remember my stepdad?
Yes.
He would make the sweet meat.
Yeah.
Spaghetti sauce,
sure.
Which had a cup of ketchup in it.
That is just insane.
Plus a cup of sugar.
Yeah. That's just too much.
I got to make it for you, though.
No, I don't want
it. No, I
do. Please, I don't want it.
I want to.
I already can I can tell you what it tastes like in my mouth, and I don't like it.
Have you been to
Jollibee? Sugar.
Have you been to Jollibee?
Yeah, I'm sure
it's very similar without the wieners.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's less sweet than whatever that is. But Kool-Aid mix in there, too. And then we sprinkled some grape Kool-Aid mix on top.
That might not be bad.
Instead of, forget Parmesan cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
We're a Kool-Aid family.
Tang.
Oh, Tang on top.
Tanya, I said wiener.
Tanya says, I don't use ketchup. I do like to dip my fries in gravy or have them smothered in gravy.
Fries and gravy is the best. We used to just go out for fries and gravy when I was young, right? And you have coffee and fries and gravy because it was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Do you ever mix the fries and, or sorry, the gravy and the ketchup? Like
if sometimes.
They touch each other? Are you okay,
I'm okay with that?
Yeah, okay.
I'm very okay.
Danica
with
said, I only put ketchup on the fries if they're too dry, but you always need gravy.
Yeah, see, I would rather have gravy than ketchup.
Dennis says, ketchup is my go-to. I usually go gravy and fries.
Yeah, Wayne
says,
oh. And if you have a dark roast beef gravy with your fries,
delish. You know, I'm looking through these, and the majority of people texting would rather have gravy.
So
and then ketchup.
That means Team Mark wins. Mwah! Thank you. Let's make ketchup not great again.
That'll never be a thing.
Let's make fries great again. How about
Chris,
that one?
Chris, we don't says, need the ketchup. I use ketchup on pizza puffs, pizza, mac and cheese, and with fries and gravy.
Holy crap.
That was like Mike texted earlier and said ketchup and pierogies.
Sorry. Who was that?
That was Chris.
That said he puts ketchup pizza on all that stuff?
Pizza pops, pizza. Okay.
I think we're going to need an intervention for Chris.
I don't.
Because I think he's addicted.
Ketchup?
Ketchup.
I don't want to.
I think he is.
I don't want to shame anybody here, but.
Chris, I have written a note and a letter to you.
Chris.
I would like to read this in front of everybody. Chris, there was a time where
I remember
you didn't need you ketchup.
You just used a raw dog, the pizza pop. You ate it straight up.
I find that weird because
you didn't need to dip in anything.
The pizza pop has tomato sauce in it,
right?
And essentially, that's what
I've
ketchup
heard that
is.
With pizza a lot too, though. People will dip pizza in ketchup.
It is a weird thing. My friend's kid,
yeah,
or my friend's kid, my kid's friend,
my friend's kid.
That's awkward if that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, my kid's friend, he came over one time. We were having pizza and
dipping.
And he's like, do you have any ketchup?
Yeah.
I'm like, for what?
Right.
Oh, I like to dip my ketchup.
Well, you see, like,
and I'm like, are you a princess? Is that what you want?
Because ranch is commonly a dip for pizza.
Or
right?
Like those things that you get.
Yeah, they have all the dipping sauces like,
yes,
now. Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are a little chipotle or.
Or garlic.
Ranch.
Yeah. Caesar.
That stuff is good. Especially for the crust. I don't need it for the main part, but the crust, you got to dip because...
You can drizzle it right on top.
Ooh, I'm going to drizzle.
I'm a little princess and I drizzle it on top.
Oh, look who else is a princess.
Yeah, according to you.
Oh, look at me. I'm going to drizzle.
How dare you shame me?
You drizzle things?
Yeah, I drizzle.
Grow up and stop drizzling.
Drizzling is being a grown up.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're a chef? You like to drizzle?
Yeah.
Oh.
I am a chef.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my own mind, I'm a chef.
Yeah. It's Dilly's Kitchen.
Yeah.
That's a great show. I love it. You get so angry.
This chicken is raw.
You're yelling at the animals? Because they're
this
all...
This chicken tastes like nothing.
Shut
you're
it down.
You're a disgrace.
Shut it down.
Use
dog...
all four paws
Molly's
when you're
like,
in my kitchen.
Why is Daddy so angry? very cold outside still. You got to watch out for that wind chill. Minus 27 right now, with the wind chill feels like minus 38. Here's the good news, though. You know what? I like to bookend this stuff, Dilly. It's called bookending.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
It's
you know, are you trying to teach me what bookending is right now?
It's a broadcast thing. I don't know if you start with something good. No, I actually am bookending it the wrong way. I'm starting with something
thanks,
bad,
teach.
Good, bad.
I can't believe I paid for this course. This sucks. Okay, so the bookend, kids.
Actually, it's not about bookending. This course is about a timeshare. Would you like to be a part of this?
Okay, so it starts at one point, then goes directly up to the top, then meets another. Is this a pyramid scheme?
No.
You're but it's just shaped like a pyramid.
Give me...
You give me the money.
Give me $5,000.
Okay.
And then I will get more people to sign on as the patent of the bookend patent. It's a bookend pyramid. No, it's not a pyramid. It's a Ponzi. We call it Ponzi.
A Ponzi scheme.
Yeah. But when it comes to weather, by the end of the weekend, it should be warming up. And right now, as we look to the long-range forecast, and I don't like to go too far because usually it changes, but... Next week, we might see highs in just the single digits, like -9, -6.
That 14-day looks nice. I'm going to look at it. Exactly. I don't care if it changes. I'm just going to look at it right now and enjoy it.
Yeah, it makes you feel good, right?
That's nice.
You know what? So maybe for the gala on the 25th, we might not have to wear a jacket.
This is true.
And reminding you to dress up.
I'm not going to dress up for a gala? What do you think I'm going to wear?
Winnipeg Wine Festival Gala's on the 25th. Find out more if you want to go. It's for Special Olympics Manitoba.
Did you think I was not going to?
Hey, you know
no,
what
I'm
I
just
like
curious. Did you think I was not going to dress up?
I like to just mention it.
What if I ever not?
This is what I do with my kids. I like to just mention it
because...
I'm not
a child.
Well, sometimes.
I do not subscribe to the rules of Daddy
sometimes
Morris.
Sometimes Karen and I... We'll text each other and just talk about how you're doing.
Please don't text my mother. I told you not to do that. You said you wouldn't in 2024.
She texts me.
No, she doesn't. There's no way. Then I need to call my mom.
Don't. No.
She won't lie to me. I'm her oldest son.
Don't.
I'm her favorite son. She said it.
I don't think your brothers would say that. You know who's the favorite? Brandon.
Who's Brandon?
Brendan, yeah. That's what I just said. He's the favorite.
Brandon and Brendan.
Brendan.
I don't have a brother named Brandon.
B-R-E-N-D-O-N.
I don't have a brother named Brandon or Brendan. You're so close. I thought you were close. You want to infiltrate my family. You can't even get their names right.
I'm just kidding. You got Barrick over there, too.
Barrick and Brendan. My brothers, Barrick and Brendan.
I know, I'm just kidding. I love calling your brothers different names.
It bothers me.
It's funny.
That's why you do it. Sorry, and they're probably both listening right now, so sorry, Brandon.
Good morning,
Eric.
Guys. Yeah. No, I know. I just am bugging them.
Brandon. Good morning, Brandon and Barrick. Love you guys.
I love Barrick.
Love you guys.
What a great name.
Barrick.
Anywho, we do have better weather ideas coming up here.
I don't like how this was all about weather. Boy, did we go in circles and in a triangle.
Hey, thank goodness the boss is out of town.
You can tell.
So he's not listening.
Because there's no consequence for any of this.
Exactly.
If he heard this, we'd have a meeting.
Right away. Okay, today is the first day, the deadline, I should say, for the Canada Emergency Business Account. Okay?
Yeah.
And this is where, during the pandemic, businesses got up to $60,000 to help them through it.
Right.
All right, which was good. It helped people get through. But today's the day when you have to pay that back.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, just like CERB existed, right, during that time that, yes, it helped temporarily, but one thing you can't do is escape owing money to the federal government. They'll come for you.
Except if you do pay it by today, they will forgive $20,000. So if you owed $60,000, if you give back $40,000 today, probably the way it works is that you pay $60,000 and then they give you back at tax time. But
I'm sure.
I hate that. You know, like, oh, you can get a rebate of this much money. Oh, yeah, so I don't have to pay for it? No, you have to pay for it, but we'll just pay it back.
Yeah.
Ah, crap.
Well, and the unfortunate part is most of the people that took that loan probably took it and then can't afford to pay it back.
Well, because they just haven't, like you said, bounced back.
No.
From the
pandemic. If you had to take the $60,000 already during that time, chances are there was more debt than just that.
There is 23,424 Manitoba businesses that have to repay the loan. 23,000.
Wow.
So, if they don't pay it back, they're on the hook for the full amount at 5% interest over 3 years. So, yikes.
Yeah. It makes it even more harder to pay once the interest gets on it.
Some aren't going to survive.
No.
Especially if you're downtown. You have a business downtown, and downtown never rebounded back from 2019 numbers.
Yeah.
Because now no one's working downtown.
Right.
So you got a little sandwich shop down there. Of course you needed the money. Are you going to be able to pay it back? No, because those numbers never came back in the first place.
Yeah.
So tell me more about the brand new turf that they're getting for Investors Group Field.
Well, the nice thing when you have a successful franchise, you know, it took 30 years to get back there, but the Bombers have been in the green the last few years when it comes to profit, which is nice.
Yes.
And because the Bombers are hosting the 2025 Grey Cup, they're going to make some improvements along the way. The first thing they're doing is replacing the turf at IG Field.
Nice.
And they'll be doing that in as soon as the snow basically stops. They're hoping to have it done about mid-May before games get underway, but this turf will help both the Bombers and Valor FC.
Right.
It's like FIFA-approved professional turf.
Yeah, it sounds nice.
It'll help. The big thing is it helps the heat on the field for both the Bombers and the Valor players.
Yeah, right. So it doesn't absorb, because I don't know if you ever went down to the field level, because you could go down there after the games, right? And they had these, they're called traffic busters. You just wait around for a bit. But, you know, Captain Blue was down there and the mascots and players and stuff. So they had little rubber pieces that mimic dirt.
Yeah.
And that stuff would get really hot.
Of course. Rubber gets hot in the sun.
It sure does.
Yeah.
Okay, so now they're doing something for the players. Now they should do something for us.
Yeah. For the fans?
For the fans.
How about a plane that flies over and just drops hot dogs into the crowd?
Yes.
A hot dog plane.
Wade Miller!
Let's start sending Wade some emails. We have some wild ideas
for you. What about a slide?
A slide?
Yeah.
That's fun. Where does the slide go? What do we do with the slide?
Right to the rum hut.
A slide to the rum hut from the upper
top? From upper top, yeah, upper deck.
That sounds dangerous.
So you got the upper deck there. If you want to go down, instead of taking the elevator down, you just take the slide down.
That has to be the worst idea.
That's the best idea.
No. Sliding right into the drunkest part of the stadium. From the top of the stadium.
And it's always packed right there.
Yeah.
So you're just bowling
pins.
Like,
it's like when the one kid gets stuck in the slide and then everybody else, the guy that's on top just keeps sending them down and they're piling up. Now you just got a bunch of middle-aged bruised men on the slide. The slide was a terrible idea.
Hey,
who approved this? That guy in the broadcast booth.
That is just money well spent.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Kirk Kinsella, general manager at Jim Pattison Subaru South and Jim Pattison Subaru on Region. During the out-of-office event, discover the all-new 2023 WRX, the perfect blend of sporty and sleek. Designed to conquer Winnipeg roads with ease. Come drive one today and pick up your new WRX with finance rates starting at 4.49% for 24 months. Find your next Subaru online now at jpsubaruregion.com and jpsubarusouth.com.
You've been listening to the Mark and Dilly podcast.
Listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 on Hot 100.5.